Hello, Oren Williams here. Really excited to get us kicked off with the 2024 gardening season. And we will be doing that with this March episode of the Food Literacy Podcast that is mostly devoted to gardening and some of the tasks at hand in terms of getting started. Again, as always, pay attention to the show notes and be sure to reach out to the many resources we have in the Chicago area, and also to look at some of the videos that we post in the show notes. I think you will find them helpful in terms of seed starting and those types of things. So understanding cool weather and warm weather crops, now is the time to get started with seeding. And as you transition out of March and to April, so also will be the time to direct sow some things like beets and other things like radishes and collard greens and kale and some of those real cold hardy crops that can stand another frost or two if we get them before the last frost date, which, depending on the year, usually happens mid to late May. So we want things that are hardy and can survive a cold snap if we get one before we transition into our peppers and tomatoes and squashes and those sorts of warm weather crops. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you reach out to get any resources you need for a successful gardening season. Oren Williams. Stay tuned for the podcast. Peace. Hello all. Exciting March Food Literacy Podcast. Focusing this month, not so much on food or cooking or any of that, but gardening. It's time to get going, folks. I hope you're as excited as I am. And I am Oren Williams. I'm the Food Systems Coordinator for the Chicago Partnership for Health Promotion, a program of the Office of Community Engagement and Neighborhood Health Partnerships at UIC. I am the Executive Director of the Center for Urban Transformation, Chicago. I am the co-host and co-producer with soil enthusiast and soil scientist, Dr. Akilah Martin, of the Roots, Sword and Hole podcast series. Again, the March 2024 edition or episode of our Food Literacy Podcast. So let's get rolling here. And now is the time, folks. Now is the time. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to get out and get our things set up so that we can begin gardening for the season. And so what I'm going to talk about now, while it's March, many of the things I talk about, you can get started here late March, beginning of April, so that you can get your seedling starting and you can get things going outdoors as well if you're going to direct seed some of the cooler weather crops. And so we'll touch bases on that as well during this episode. And again, I'm going to have you turn your attention to the show notes, where there'll be charts and some more information about seed starting. Of course, we'll add some video links and that sort of thing in the show notes for you to reference as you move forward during this early part of the season. You should reach out to, you will get a copy of the link for the podcast either in your email, and you can also access it if you are subscribed to the newsletter for Chicago Roast Food. And we will provide a link to their website as well so that you can sign up for the podcast. They distribute the podcast every second Tuesday of the month. So that's one way to do it. Or again, if you're on my mailing list, I will also send you a copy of the podcast for your enjoyment. I know Wednesday, the 13th of March, Chicago Roast Food will through its lunch and grow program have an exciting session with soil scientists and soil enthusiasts. And again, my co-host and co-producer, Dr. Akila Martin, talking about all things soil and also coming up with some activities for you so that you may have a good start in your garden, have healthy soil, which is a real prerequisite for any gardening that you may want to do. So you should try to sign up for that. I'm pretty sure the session will be recorded. And even if you can't make it, if you send an email to Chicago's Food and you can find that information on their website, they can make a copy of that particular episode with Dr. Akila available for you via email. So again, we're really excited about this time of year, time to get started. So let's do a little brief rundown so you get a general idea. And again, you can access more information via the show notes and from the videos that we will post in the show notes. So here we go. March, if you want to start your indoor seeds with beets, now's a good time to do it. Beets also don't require a very warm soil situation, so you can actually begin to sow seeds once your soil reaches about 50 degrees or so, and they will germinate and grow through the season. So if you want to start things like broccoli indoors, now's a good time to do it. Mid-March to early April, you want to get your seedlings going for that. Right at the end of March, early April, if you're in the Brussels sprouts, that's the time for that. I would look to start seed indoors for a cabbage as well. And also perfect time to begin to get your seedlings going for kale, collards, those cool weather crops. And also, if you are a bit adventurous and the way the weather is warming, you may even want to begin to direct sow seeds like kale and collards and those sorts of things. Asian greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, all those kind of things, those cool weather crops, now's the time to get going with them. Peas are something that you might want to get started indoors. And as you get into April and April moves along, that's a nice first crop to plant as well. Peppers, you want to start your seedlings because you got to get them going so that you can plant them as the weather warms. And we're talking about late May, early June for those sorts of things. But you can start your seed indoors to prepare for transplanting. Spinach, again, if you want to get something going indoors, that's great. But into April, toward the middle end of April, if you're a bit adventurous, you might want to try to start some spinach seed for outdoors. So that's kind of the, in addition to tomatoes, where you want to get your seedlings started with them, those kind of warm weather crops. Again, we're not planting those outdoors. We're going to start those seed for transplants. And again, more information in the show notes. Your warmer weather crops, if you're going to start those seeds and you want to invest in something, I would get a heating pad for that so that trays or whatever you're going to use for your seed starts, you can get that soil warmed up and keep it at a consistent temperature around 70 degrees or so. That's where those seeds germinate the best. If you're going to order seed, like potato seed, now is a good time to do that as well. There's a process that you need to go through before you actually begin to plant them. So you want to get those now, and so that you have them and you can begin the process. Virtually every company that sells potatoes, or any of these seeds, in fact, have plenty of guidance in terms of how to get started, in terms of seed starts and just general crop information or growing information for any crops that you'll be interested in. So again, think about what you want to do, how you want to do it, or where you want to get stuff. Real excited too. We have begun placing orders for our seed and seedling African diaspora and African heritage gardening project and our collard project. And proud to announce that with one of our partners, we're also going to do a project with them, and that they are calling a love letter to okra. So we'll have several variety of okra seeds, some seedlings. We will have several varieties. I know more than 10 varieties of collard greens, some other kinds of greens, a few kale varieties, and some mustard and turnip greens and that sort of thing too. So we'll also have a limited supply of seeds for beans and peas and those sorts of things. And again, mostly out of the African and African diaspora experience. On that note, if you're from another ethnic experience, reach out to us and let us know some of the things that you'd like for us to offer. This year is a pilot year, and we hope to expand the project next year. And I tell you right now, you know, these years go by pretty fast. I mean, it's already mid-March. It seemed like it was just, you know, a short period of time ago when we were in the holiday and New Year's season. So time goes by fast. So even thinking about next year now, it's optimal. We're even noting that some of the things we looked at in terms of seeds and where we're going to purchase seeds, when we looked a month ago, everything was in stock. Things are beginning to run out. So for next year, when we do this particular project, we want to get started and have seeds and stuff ordered and in place. In fact, even before the holiday, and certainly just after the new year. So we'll be ready to go. So if you are of Latinx or Asian or South Asian or Southeast Asian, whatever the case may be, ethnicity and descent, please let us know some of the things that you would like for us to offer as we broaden our food horizons and our food and gardening horizons, and so that we have offerings for our global family. So, yeah, let us know. So, again, we are off and running on this season. We are also going to be revising and revisiting our fabric grow bag curriculum that we can share with people who are interested in using the grow bags for your garden, which many of us do. I pretty much extensively and exclusively even grow in fabric grow bags. Typically around 5 gallons, which is sort of the default size of grow bag that I use. But they are available in smaller sizes, 3 gallons, 5 gallon, 7 gallon, 10 gallon, 15 gallon, 20 gallon, whatever the case may be. So this year we are going to do some things with 20 gallon, maybe even 30 gallon grow bags as well. But basically what we're going to do with those is create a container situation with native flowers and herbs and we were going to plant them in bunches rather than as individual plants. So we're going to see how that works out as well. On that note, think about, and what I will do, if not for this particular episode, but certainly for April, I will have some information for you about when to start flowers. And the reason why is because flowers are invaluable in terms of attracting pollinators, in terms of attracting beneficial insects into your garden. They only make vegetable gardening that much better. They are just everything that you need to have an improved vegetable garden. So definitely we'll talk about that so that you can, however you're going to do it, whether you're going to acquire flowers from your garden center, or you're going to start seed, whatever the case may be, we definitely encourage you to create a pollinator and beneficial insect garden using flowers that you will interplant and interspace it, have at the borders of your vegetable garden. Again, they can only help what you want to do. And the thing that I find helpful in terms of deterring pests is having herbs growing in your garden and in combination with your vegetable plants as well. So I've done much more in terms of interplanting, even in individual pots, herbs along with flowers, in addition to our vegetables. And they have been a big help in terms of deterring pests. So flowers, 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 and herbs into your mix. They're really, really helpful, really, really beneficial. So think about adding those things into your planning for the upcoming season. And again, we will provide more information, particularly in the April episode of the podcast. I will touch a bit on food in terms of closing us out here. You know, I try not to be too lengthy, at least for now. And until we begin to bring our guest on board, we try to keep it short for you. And again, want to repeat that much of the information that you need, of course, you can get from us. And by participating in Chicago Growth Food Programs, for example, reaching out to the U of I Extension Service here in Cook County and other entities, there's plenty of places for you to get information. So I won't ramble on about all of these things, but again, encourage you to look at the show notes. In some cities around the country, while they're not banning meat by any stretch of the imagination, they are indeed encouraging more fruits and vegetable in terms of our everyday meal consumption. You know, we have numerous crises in this country with obesity and diabetes and heart disease and all of that. And so, of course, one way to mitigate many of these health-related issues that we have is the consumption of whole, healthy foods like fruits and vegetables and whole grains and that kind of stuff. So on that note, there is something called the Plant-Based Treaty, which some cities have signed up for. You can sign up as an individual. You can sign up if you have an organization, as an organization, however you want to do it. I signed up as an individual to this plant-based treaty and encourage you to look at the link in the show notes and consider signing on to that treaty. And also take a look at the Bill of Health, which is food as medicine approach to helping to mitigate diet-related health conditions. And yeah, again, we know what those are. Diabetes, obesity, heart disease, many cancers, all those things. A lot of those conditions are indeed related to diet. So let's do all that we can do in terms of preventing and treating any illnesses we may have. In fact, on a personal note, I am going to be transitioning to a vegan diet to treat some of the things I have as an elder. I'll be 75 next month. So oftentimes we have things that we need to deal with. And one way I'm going to do that is to use food as medicine in conjunction with my physicians who I consult regularly in terms of how to move forward with the things that I'm dealing with. So one of the things that we have landed on is becoming vegan. So again, it's really about not judging people or any of that, but it's, you know, what we think works best for me at this stage in my life, but also just the fact that we're talking about having a more plant-based diet. Personally, I haven't eaten red meat in over 40 years. Don't eat much poultry, and I guess you could say I'm a pescatarian, but we will, again, be transitioning over the next few weeks to becoming a plant-based vegan person. So I'll keep you posted on that as well. But I also just want to encourage you to eat as many fresh fruits and vegetables as you can as a way to prevent, and if not prevent, slow down any disease progression of any ailments you may have, and also as a way to perhaps treat some of the conditions that you may have. So, and always consult with your physician or any healthcare related people that you see or professionals that you see in terms of any of these things that you're looking forward to doing. So again, I am doing my transition with consultation from my primary care physician and other folks that are healthcare professionals. So keep that in mind. So that's all I got for food. That's all I got for March. Again, the value is in the show notes, and also the value is in reaching out to us via email. And also, I really, really encourage you to look at the Chicago Grows Food website, reach out to them by email, and just look through the site. Much of the information that you may be looking for in terms of gardening are available on the site. So, yay, March. Really looking forward to the season. I'm really excited about eating the food that I grow and the food that is grown locally in our urban farms and community gardens and backyards and all that stuff. So, again, Orin Williams, also known as Baba Orin Williams, signing out for our March 2024 Food Literacy Podcast. Peace.